trying to think of something else to say by hello and welcome.
Yeah, it's fine. It's what we do. It's how we roll.
Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast presented by 411 Mania for December 18th, 2007. Edge guys with me, as usual.
It's the 17th.
Yeah, but it's tomorrow's show, isn't it?
No, it's today's.
You're going to get it up by tonight.
Oh, yeah, it's still going up Monday.
Fine.
It's always Monday.
Fine, December 17th show.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, if you're listening to this on the 18th, just don't even bother. It's so old. All right. So, our usual... Okay. We got our usual rundown today. We're going to start off with news. A lot of NPD talk. Console sales, software sales, all that good stuff. I don't want to ruin anything, but Nintendo's in first.
No.
Yeah, I know.
No, I don't believe that.
Then after that, we got the best ever. We're on number three for each of us for our game of the year kind of best ever. So got number three this time. Pretty exciting. Then after that, we're going to talk about the games we've been playing, our week in gaming, Mike's Adventures in Final Fantasy. We're going to have a little celebration there.
Ooh.
That's right. And then we have... talk about the downloadable game releases, the weekly game releases, then the 411 on 411, and that will be the show.
All right.
And just a little sneak peek, I know we have a top 10 list on the top 10 best consoles of all time on 411 that we're going to be looking at.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you're going to want to stick around for the end of the show, guys.
Oh, man. Way to bait them.
I know, see?
You're getting good at this.
I'm working on it.
Shall I begin, sir?
Well, do you want to talk about the NPDs first?
Let's save them for the end. That'll be a good way to close out the
news. People
want to
hear something exciting first. They want to hear your boring news first.
Oh, I actually ended with something you'd think you'll like.
Well, you ended.
Okay, fine. Go ahead. Start
with
your NPDs.
Come on, let's start with the NPDs. This is what everyone... This will be the headline for the show. NPD something. Some sort of woody title.
I'll come up with later.
Yeah, and everyone's like, I want to hear about the NPDs. And they listen to it, and it's you like, ah, there's a new patch for the PlayStation 3. No one cares.
Fine,
ah, there's
is.
More songs coming out for Guitar Hero 3. Oh, really?
I didn't report that.
Good.
Go over it.
Good. We're over it. All right. So November 2007 hardware sales. You ready for this?
Let's go.
I'm going to go from last to first. PlayStation 2. Wait, that's not even the last to first. Okay, I got this. Last place, PlayStation 3, 466,000. Mm-hmm. Next is PS2, 496,000. PSP, 567,000. Xbox 360, 770,000. Wii, 981,000. Nintendo DS, 1,530,000.
Oh my god.
Yes. I wonder why they don't have any DS shortages. How come they're able to make so many of those?
They're small.
I guess so. I mean, because, I mean, you never have a hard time finding them. Just,
no.
They sold 1.5 million of them in one
That's
month.
That's got to be like a sales record. I can't remember ever hearing of hardware selling that much.
I mean, you know, December will probably be more.
Yeah.
Insane.
That's crazy.
We doing pretty well. Almost got 1 million, and I mean they're selling as many as they can get on store shelves. They're selling,
yeah,
basically.
So they say, yeah.
So who knows how many they would have sold? That's there was some article about how, like, I don't know if you report on that, but like Nintendo's losing all this money because they don't have enough Wii's out.
Yeah, like they say, like, you know, there's all the conspiracy theorists who're saying they're holding them back to drive demand, and Reggie Fils-Aimé was saying, you know, like, no, because we're losing billions of dollars in every Wii unsold.
Right.
Supposedly, they're tripling their manufacturing pipelines in North America to try to meet holiday demand, which will never happen.
You know, at this rate, there will be holiday demand next year.
Just
so.
Let me ask you this. This time a year ago, did you ever think that Wii's would still be hard to find?
No, I didn't.
I would have thought, just like the 360, by March, they'd be everywhere.
No, I've never... Very rarely have I seen Wii's anywhere, still.
I don't think I've ever seen one on a shelf. I've never have one.
Really?
No.
You never have? I've seen them a few times.
No, I've never... I don't know, I guess I'm unlucky.
Well, no, I mean, it's more often than not, they're not in the stores.
Yeah.
But 360, that wasn't too... That's pretty good numbers
that's
for 360. 770,000.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, 360, they're not going to be first place.
No.
If that's,
I mean, at this point, it's a fight for second.
Yeah.
And honestly, just the way Nintendo's positioned themselves in the market... There's nothing wrong with second in this particular console generation.
No, you can still make a lot of money with second place.
I mean, the Wii is really in like a league of its own. Just the way it's positioned, the way it sells, its price point, everything about it is different.
I don't want to start speculating too far into the future, but what about, like, the next generation? Are we going to see a more Wii-like system from Microsoft, a more Wii-like system from PlayStation?
I kind of hope not. I don't think we need more than one.
But that's where the money is, though.
Yeah, but I think if everybody has one, then...
Then it's a normal console war again.
Yeah.
What if one of them was... What if I could see Sony doing this. What if they had two systems next generation?
Honestly, I'm surprised. There were speculations this a few months ago, and it didn't happen, apparently. But I thought Sony was really going to repackage the PS2 that includes some kind of Wii-like controller.
Oh, right. They would have... If they would have just pretended like it was a new system, I bet that would have done well.
Yeah, I mean, they're still selling more PS2s than PS3s, and it's still not even $100 yet.
Yeah.
That system's, what, 6 years old and still hasn't reached $100?
Yeah, you don't see the Xbox One or the GameCube on these NPDs
anymore.
Well,
they're done.
Yeah, they've been done. But 360 is doing well, and I mean, they have a lot of games right now support. I'll go into software sales a little bit later. PSP's doing pretty good. I mean, only a third of what the DS is doing, but... Again, you have to be happy with what you can get.
Yeah,
there.
Seriously.
It's doing better than most other portable systems that aren't, you know.
Yeah, let's
Nintendo
keep in mind. Let's look at all the other competitors to Nintendo's handheld dominance. The Lynx, the Game Gear, and the Game.com.
Now, the PS3. Now, $466,000 is a lot.
But compared to everybody else, it's not. Compared to what they've been selling in the past, sure. I mean, Sony spins this. We had seen great percent increases, blah, 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 but so is everybody else.
In October, they only sold 121,000.
Yeah. I mean, and the price drop, I'm sure, helped a lot, too, and the holiday rush, obviously. But again, 100,000 to 400,000, that's great. But then when your competitors are selling 700,000 to 900,000, not so much.
But when did the price drop go into effect?
Is it early October?
I think early October.
Was it?
No.
I don't know.
I thought it was.
I can't remember.
It's sometime in November, I thought. Okay, so I don't know, but... The November sales were affected by the price drop.
Right.
But they weren't affected. It helped, but it didn't push them into second place.
Oh, no.
So what will? If right now the 360 has a higher install base, so everyone is using that as their lead SKU, so that's why we have these, you know, these third-party PS3 games that aren't as good, just like we saw with the Orange Box.
Well, I mean, I don't know, because you have the obviously people who are like, oh, just wait for Metal Gear and Final Fantasy. Those games don't really sell systems. Especially, I mean, Final Fantasy was big with 7, yeah, but it's increasingly gone back to kind of its niche.
10 was big.
10 was big because it was the first.
I think 13 will be big because the first, usually, because they hype up a Final Fantasy when they really want to.
This is true.
Like, 12 wasn't hyped up that much.
No, it really wasn't.
9 wasn't hyped up that much back then at all. You know, they threw him out there. I don't know. No, 13 will get hyped. And I was thinking, I did think about Metal Gear Solid 4, like, oh, Metal Gear Solid 3 wasn't even all that popular. But I think this one will be, because it's getting that rub of being the best-looking game again, which is going to attract a lot of people. Mm-hmm.
Well, then there's the people, too, who say, you know, Killzone 2 is going to do it. Again, I don't see that happening.
Well, Killzone 2 will help. It'll do, like, resistance.
It'll do fine, numbers. But it's not going to do, like, for the PlayStation 3 what Halo does for the Xbox.
Well,
I don't think it can.
Just to talk about software sales a little bit, Uncharted... Disappointed.
Yeah,
it's not.
And
on
that's
the top 10.
And the thing is, that is a legitimately fantastic game.
Right, Uncharted sold 117,000 in November.
Jeez.
Assassin.
And then what did something like what did Assassin's Creed?
Assassin's Creed on the PS3, crazy. Which is number 10 on November, did 377,000.
Okay.
Now, however, this is actually one of the better first party launches for a Sony game. Ratchet and Clank waited 74,000, Warhawk 58,000, Lair 46,000. The only one that was better than this was Heavenly Sword, 139,000. Mm-hmm. This is all thank you to 1UP.com,
right.
By the way. I don't want to throw out these stats out there.
Oh, well
they
done,
sound
guys.
Too smart, yeah. But, so it's like, I guess it's kind of good, but it's still disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you remember me saying this before, how Uncharted was not going to move systems.
No, and it's a shame, because that's a game that really could, and I think Sony focused their marketing push more on Ratchet & Clank, maybe because it was more familiar. But I think Uncharted's the more impressive game.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, I mean, Ratchet & Clank, it's great. But
it's
it just looks like a prettier version of the old Ratchet & Clank games. And not there's anything wrong with that. It's just not that impressive to see, because you expect that. Mm-hmm. Uncharted is brand new, looks phenomenal. And, I don't know, they just didn't really push it as hard as I thought they would have.
Speaking of just a little bit more of, like, games that didn't sell as well as we thought they might.
Is this the Crisis and
Well, no,
UT3?
I'll get there. But Rock Band is not in the top 10.
I think...
And Rock Band costs a lot of money.
It costs a lot of money.
But still, so did... I mean, Guitar Hero relatively costs a good deal of money.
I bet... I wonder if part of it will be that's going to be more of a Christmas gift because it is so expensive, so maybe we'll see more sales in December. Plus, don't forget, the PS2 version is not out yet.
Yeah, apparently
Guitar Hero
great.
Is on every system under the sun, including the PC and Mac.
Well, Guitar Hero 3, it's the systems that's selling best for. It's not the PS3 or the 360.
It's the Wii.
It's the Wii. And the PS2 version is the fourth best-selling game in November, and the Wii version is the eighth best-selling game from that month.
Even though it's broken.
Yeah. And the other two, you know, they're up. PS3 and 360 versions are up there, but...
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Crysis, that's a whole nother discussion. Let's hold on to that.
Yeah.
That's a whole state of the PC gaming discussion.
Yeah.
Let's get into the PCs. Let's talk about some more of the software sales. Number one was Call of Duty 4. For the 360, 1,570,000 copies pushed.
It's a fantastic game.
Just the 360 version. The PS3 version was in at 7,444,000. That's what I'm talking about, though. You only sell a third as many on the PS3 as you do in the 360.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about back to the PS2 and the Xbox One days. Never. You know, it's just a tough spot to get out of for them.
Yeah.
And, I mean, no, at this point, it's going to have to be Metal Gear Solid 4, I guess. Or, like, I don't see Home by itself. It's not going to be Home by itself. It can't be Metal Gear Solid 4 by itself. It can't be another price drop by itself. They really just need to... Like, they're doing some good things. Like, oh, Uncharted's nice.
It's just, yeah, it just seems nice, to me like everything they're doing is coming too late. Like, Home should have been there at first. DualShock 3 should have been there at first.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's like, I feel like I'm such like a Sony basher, but like they're in trouble, guys.
They are. I mean, the numbers do not lie.
Number two, Super Mario Galaxy for the Wii sold 1,120,000.
Good here, not so good in Japan though.
It's doing okay in Japan. It's just not a, kind of weird. It's like, I mean, the Wii's still big in Japan. I don't know.
Yeah, people are buying Wii Fit and casual games.
Yeah, I don't know what's with them. New Super Mario Brothers sold well there.
It continues to do well, yeah.
I don't think Galaxy sold poorly. I just think, I don't know.
No, it's just not doing as well as you would have thought.
I'm not going to pretend to understand the Japanese market. Right, or even think it's that significant in the land where all Gundam games are the best sellers.
Yeah, seriously.
Number three, Assassin's Creed for the 360, 980,000. Combine that with that 377,000 from the PlayStation 3 version. And I know Ubisoft is claiming, I'm not sure if it's true, that this is the best debut for a new IP ever.
For themselves or in general?
In general.
Oh, wow.
And they might be right, yeah.
Maybe.
You know, I like Assassin's Creed. I'm glad to see, like, you know, a game that does some new stuff. It does some interesting things. Yeah, sure, they hyped it up a lot, and that's where a lot of the sales came from, but, you know, whatever.
I see it following a similar path that Prince of Persia did, because, I mean, Prince of Persia, much like Assassin's Creed, was kind of bashed for its kind of shallow combat and kind of repetitious gameplay, and it got improved as the series went on. I mean, Two Thrones is fantastic. Hopefully Assassin's Creed will see, like, a similar progression. Where I think they've got the whole parkour running around thing done, like, down good. So hopefully they'll begin to build and, like, getting some more variety in the gameplay.
Prince of Persia never did these kind of numbers, though.
Yeah.
Number four, Guitar Hero 3, PS2 version. Number five, this astounded me.
Astounded?
Wii Play. Astounded, whatever. Astounded's a word.
Is it? I don't know. Astonished, I think, is what you really want to say, though.
I fumbled my words a little bit.
Yeah.
I think people understand, but now I'm not the most well-spoken person. Number five, Wii Play with the remote.
Well, that's what you have to keep in mind.
But even still, AJ. Okay, 564,000. Someone else told me this, too. I understand. Oh, because it's... But even still, this game came out in February.
Well, but, Mike, here's the
February.
Thing.
February.
How many copies did it sell?
564,000.
And how many Wii sold?
1,530,000. I understand.
Okay, now listen.
But my point is that the game has a very high attach rate.
Wait, let me lay this out real quick. I mean, think about it. You just got a Wii. You finally found one. Now, obviously, you want another Wiimote so you can play two-player tennis and all that. And when you're sitting there, you look at a shelf. There's Wiimotes for $40. Here's this thing for $50. It's got a Wiimote and
so
another
So are you
game.
Telling me Rockstar's Table Tennis with remote for $50 would have sold just as well?
Probably.
I don't think so. I disagree.
I think so. Mike, we play is not that good. It's not getting press.
AJ, our little video game press is completely insignificant to the people who are buying Wii Play by the...
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it's not like being advertised. It's not like everyone knows what Wii Play is.
People know what you go into a store, you go into Target, there's a million, there's every Target in the world has that kiosk with Wii Play showing how easy and fun it is to play games.
And that's just Nintendo being smart.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But see, I argue that this game almost shouldn't even count on the NPDs, because to me, it's a hardware sale. It's a Wiimote with a game. It's not a game packed with a Wiimote, because the game's so insubstantial.
Yes, I'm not trying to say it's a good game. It's probably the best-selling game this year.
I know it is, but again, I don't think...
Did we discount Star Fox 64 sales because it came with a Rumble Pack?
No, but the attraction of buying Star Fox was the game. The Rumble Pack was a bonus. I don't think anyone's going out to spend $50 on Wii Play, and they're like, oh, it comes with a free Wii
Mode. I think a lot of people who loved Wii Sports and recognized that Wii labeling... I mean, they've created a label here. They say Wii Play... It's going to be the same thing with Wii Fit and Wii Music and Wii whatever else they come out with. All of those games are going to be million-dollar sellers now.
I just because
the Wii is a brand name now.
I know that.
We all laughed and thought it was a
stupid name. For me personally and a couple
name.
People I've talked to, the only reason we ever got Wii Play was it was the Wiimote. We needed another one anyway, and it's like, oh, $10 more, and I guess I'll get this too. Why not?
Only
it's
people
brilliant
you talk
marketing.
To, you don't talk to any casual gamers. You're talking to people on message boards and stuff.
I guess.
You know what I mean?
Okay, well, let's put the question out. Anyone listening to this, email either of us. Let us know if you got Wii Play because of the Wii branding and you wanted Wii Play, or if you just like, I'm just going to get another Wiimote, and for $10 more, I'm getting this game with it, whatever.
Okay, we'll move on for the sake of, you know, let's stop the bickering.
Right.
Number six, Mass Effect.
That's great.
473,000.
I was worried that this game was going to be kind of like what we thought Bioshock was going to do and be this niche title that no one buys, and then, like, because it's a plan to be a trilogy.
Right.
And, like, you're going to get to use your same character throughout the trilogy. I really didn't want that to be jeopardized.
Now, think about this, though. Like, people say with Uncharted, like, oh, it's such a hard game to sell, you know? Well, Bioshock was a hard game to sell. Mass Effect was a hard game to sell. These games are getting sold on the 360.
Yeah.
Wonder how Uncharted would have done in the 360. But anyways, you know, that's doing good. 7, Call of Duty 4 for PS3, 8, Guitar Hero 3, Wii, 9, Halo 3, still doing well, and then 10, Assassin's Creed, PlayStation 3. That's it for the NPDs.
Well, you want to move to the UT3 crisis discussion?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're just selling poorly. Do you have the numbers?
Yeah, I do. Crisis, which actually exceeded its expectations, sold 86,633 units. Unreal Tournament 3, 33,955.
I thought Unreal was like a brand, at least.
It is, but here's the thing. This has been the problem with PC gaming for the last 2-3 years now. The good graphics cards that you need to run these games are like $600. And technically, even on those cards, these games don't run all that great. These games are designed for graphics cards that are not going to be out for another year. So either people are going to wait to buy these games until they get the good graphics card and it's like $20 in a bargain bin somewhere, or they're just going to say, screw it, I'm going to get a comparable experience on my console that costs me less than the price of this graphics card.
So
this is why Blizzard games are always so successful. World of Warcraft runs on our mother's computer, and that computer's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But it runs. That's why 10 million people are playing that game. It runs on virtually any computer within the last 6 years. StarCraft 2 will probably run on any computer within the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think casual games do so well on the PC? Anybody can run them. I mean, I think it's good that people are designing these games to really push the hardware. But they need scalability. And
like Half-Life 2, even Half-Life 2 when it came out, yeah, it looked amazing. You had a high-end PC, but you could play it on a lot of
PCs. And the thing is, Crysis does have scalability, but it affects the gameplay.
Because
that game is so dependent on its physics for what it does. And when you scale back the physics and the gameplay and everything, it loses something. That game depends, it's the graphics fuel the gameplay.
I'm sure a lot of people have seen it by now, the 3,000
Oh,
splitting
that's
barrel.
Such a cool video.
Splitting barrel.
Hey.
Yeah, go look for that video. I saw it on Game Trailer somewhere. Just look for Crysis 3,000 Barrels. It's an impressive-looking game.
And then the thing with Unreal Tournament 2, or 3, 2, is, I mean, when I played that demo, first of all, again, it ran like crap on my computer. By the time I scaled it back to the point where my computer could run it, it looked exactly like Unreal Tournament 2004, and it plays exactly the same. Like, it's the same game to me. Maybe it'll do well on the PS3.
It'll be interesting to see.
But it's not like you. I don't think it's a fair argument to say, well, people didn't buy on the PC because they're waiting for the PS3 version.
Yeah.
I highly doubt that's the case.
All those PS3 owners.
Yeah.
The PC gaming scene isn't what it used to be.
I mean, it's good now that we have these the GeForce 8800 GT, and I forget what ATI's card is. That's like a $200 to $250 card that's comparable to the $600 ones. That's what they need to do with every new generation. You cannot charge $600 for a video card anymore. You just can't. No, like, only the hardcore enthusiasts are going to buy them. And that's the same people who bought UT3, probably.
You're going to get a video card for Christmas. What kind did you ask
for? I asked for, it's the 8800 GTS. It's like, you can get anywhere from $250 to $300.
Will you be playing Crysis?
I don't know. The game, I didn't like Far Cry.
Oh, I didn't mean, could it?
Oh, could it? It should.
Okay.
But again, probably not on the max. I'll probably be able to go, like, to high, but not the very high.
The next time I'll be up. Upgrading my system is like Half-Life 3.
Yeah.
Whenever that happens, if ever. Okay. What else you got? All right,
let's go to the rest of the news.
Sales.
Whew.
That was fun stuff.
That was good.
We got in our most heated argument.
Yes,
yet.
That was riveting.
I hope you still love me.
I love you like a brother. Okay. I'm gonna talk briefly about the Spike TV Video Game Awards. I know.
Why do we have to pretend like this is important?
Because this bothered me a lot. I don't know why, but this really bothered me.
Oh, what, you mean the Gamecockers?
Yeah, so BioShock wins Game of the Year. Great choice. I approve. Ken Levine and another guy from 2K go to the stage to accept the award. As they're walking up, four guys from Gamecock, dressed up like roosters, rush the stage, say some pithy little thing in the microphone, and as a result, Ken Levine didn't get time to talk.
But you know what I don't understand? This wasn't a live award show.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not live. Why couldn't they just cut those guys, let Ken talk, and then just edit it? It's not like they were pressed for time.
Yeah.
And I mean, how long was he? He was already up there once, so he probably just had a few little, few things to throw in at the end and say thanks again. But then, as if this makes it all better, Mike Wilson, who's, I believe, the CEO of Gamecock, says, "The award acceptance they interrupted was the last one we would have wanted to interrupt, as we have the utmost respect and love for BioShock and all who were involved in it. And it totally sucks that Ken Levine didn't get to speak after making such a fantastic game. Then why the hell did you do it?"
I like the words "totally sucks." Like, where are they based in? Like, Vancouver?
I don't know.
Do they go surfing every afternoon?
But, I mean, so you're saying, like he's making it sound like they didn't have a choice. Like, we had to do this, and we're really sorry we had to, but we had to.
If it makes me feel any better, their game is bombing pretty bad.
Yeah, what's that, the Dementia in the Ward?
What? I don't think that's what it's called.
Well, they did that, too. What else? Fury?
Oh, yeah, Fury. Yeah. That's the one.
Well, that's the thing, too. I mean, I could see if these were, like, I could see the Spike TV Video Game Awards. I mean, ultimately, who cares? It's a bullshit show. I could see if it's someone established in the community, like, who's known for doing goofy shit like this. But it's Gamecock. I mean, at least
if it was, like, Mega 64 or something.
What's that?
If it was Mega 64.
Yeah, like those guys, I could see. I mean, these are former Gathering of Developers guys who already had a pretty thinly hanging reputation as it was. And it just upsets me that, like, we have a guy like Ken Levine, who I think is a good ambassador of the video games industry. He's, like, a good guy. He's likable. He makes good stuff. And then he gets completely shat on by these little goofs.
Although, apparently, a lot of people who worked with him didn't like him, because we have that new 2K studio.
Oh, yeah.
Because they splintered from Boston. I don't know what that's about exactly. But just wanted to throw that in.
Yeah.
All right. BGAs, who cared?
Yeah.
I thought it was weird how, I might have even said this last week, how Mario Galaxy wasn't even nominated for Game of the Year.
Right.
Best reviewed game since Ocarina of Time. Not nominated.
It has gotten better. At least this year didn't have comedians who were, like, making fun of gamers, which is, like, an IR audience.
Well, you know.
Yeah, anyway.
We're easily made fun of.
Here's some good news. Blizzard has confirmed that they're working on a next-gen MMO. Wired picked up this story.
Yeah, you can call this good news if you want to.
Yeah, it's just to 9 million people it is.
Well, there's also a very good chance it's Diablo 3.
I don't know. Well, let's see. In a response to a post in the official World of Warcraft forums asking about Blizzard's recent job listing seeking a lead 3D character artist for next-gen MMO, the Blizzard community representative known as Driss confirmed that Blizzard is in fact seeking employees to help them work on, quote, an unannounced next-gen MMO. The project is not an expansion for World of Warcraft, so people are saying, you know, is it that World of StarCraft will be a Diablo game, something new, a Lost Vikings MMO, who knows?
What? It'll be Diablo.
I hope so.
No, because there won't be an ending. AJ, you're not going to be fighting Diablo, that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, if you will, you fight, what's his name, Arthas in the expansion coming out. Wrath of the Lich King.
Yeah, I know, but you won't be fighting
Arthas.
That's
a good point. That's true.
You will not be fighting Diablo.
No, people in like 40-man raids with no lives will.
You know what I mean? I like the single-player Diablo experience. I don't know.
We shall see. Honestly, I hope they do a new IP. Blizzard hasn't done a new IP in so long.
They're not going to do a new IP.
Yeah, I know.
But, yeah.
Well, maybe now they got the financial backing of Activision Blizzard, they could afford to. I mean, yeah. They could afford to do anything, but anyway. We got more Rock Band news. This is,
I said there wasn't any.
I said no Guitar Hero. This isn't about song downloads. It's about hardware again.
Well,
so we talked before about the whole Guitar Hero 3 guitars and PlayStation 3 Rock Band thing.
Oh, is this bickering?
Yeah, so after Harmonix promised the patch didn't come, Harmonix at Activision put the hole in the patch. Activision is now saying that they offered negotiations with Harmonix and Harmonix rejected their offer, which I'm guessing means Activision wanted money and Harmonix like, no, we're not paying you for this. And the thing that I don't get is, I mean, it sounds like it's a case of reverse engineering, which usually is legal. I mean, that's how like you play your iPod and your 360, and that's like it's fine. Mm-hmm. So I don't see what their basis for doing this is, and Sony's remaining neutral in all this. And you think, to me at least, if you're Sony, obviously, like if someone comes to me and says, "Hey, I'm thinking about getting Rock Band, should I get in the PS3 or 360, have both," I say get it on 360 for a myriad of reasons. And the biggest of those reasons is, until like early 2008, you can't have a fourth player because there's no other way to get a guitar right now. So you think Sony would be like, well, shoot, we want people to be able to say, you know, they have the full experience of the PS3. Screw you, Activision. They're allowed to do this. I don't know if they're afraid of Activision because they did get pretty big this last year with, you know, Call of Duty and,
yeah,
you know, now they have Blizzard and everything. They become a really big player in the industry. So I don't know.
I don't know either.
No one knows.
It's a mystery.
Yes. PlayStation 3. It's funny you called this earlier. Firmware 2.10 is coming out tomorrow.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you kidding me?
It's fact. Among the features on this firmware update, we get voice masking, because everybody loved that from the Xbox One days.
Voice masking? Oh, can I have a robot voice?
I probably can. Sweet. They're bringing DivX and WMV support to the system.
Nice, I
but
guess.
The problem is there's no XVID support, which is kind of lame, and the DivX files must be under 2 gigabytes to play.
That seems reasonable.
I don't know. They're adding Blu-ray 1.1 support, although no Blu-ray disc yet support this. This is going to be the thing that lets Blu-rays have more interactive features in them.
Oh, right.
So it's good they're able to patch that in.
Yeah, good. You know.
And here's the last one. You're going to enjoy this. Miyamoto on Ratchet and Clank coming out of a UK official Nintendo magazine interview.
This is so great.
So we all remember when Mario first came out, the Ratchet and Clank team at Insomniac was, I think they meant this as a joke where they were saying like, honored that they copied our game idea. And of course, all the fanboys from both sides took it too seriously and stuff exploded. For those who don't know, Ratchet and Clank, I think the third one or fourth one used like planetoids in the game. UK's official Nintendo magazine, they were interviewing Miyamoto, asked him if this was the case. And this is what he said. And the thing is, any other dev, I'd say they're being a dick, but I know Miyamoto's being sincere here.
Yeah.
It's not an idea we got from anywhere else. I'm sorry, but I have to admit that I've never seen the game in question. Is it a PC game?
Burn.
Ouch.
Oh, that is so hilarious.
I know, I love it.
That is so great. Take that, Ratchet. Like, they're all... Man, it must suck for them, because I'm sure, like... You know, they love Shiggy as much as any of us do.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. We made 3 games that sold 1 million units. He hasn't heard of us.
Yeah, seriously. That's just a drop in the bucket to him.
Some people
He's
were
like, yeah, I made Mario and Donkey Kong.
Some people were like, oh, what? Shiggy doesn't even follow his own industry. I'm like, well, Shiggy's busy, guys.
Yeah.
You know,
he's busy making Wii Fit.
He's making
burning
Mario
some calories.
Yeah, I don't think Shiggy is all that interested in Ratchet and Clank. Ratchet and Clank even popular in Japan?
I'm going to guess not.
Yeah.
I mean, Mario is not doing well in Japan. How well will a Western developed platformer do over there?
I'm saying not well. It's not doing astronomically well like it is here.
Yeah. I know.
I know.
All right. That's the news.
That's such a great news story. Okay. Best ever.
Woo!
Best game of the year. Part 3. Part 3.
Want me to go first?
Let's do a little background. You're number five pick, sir.
My number 5 pick was BioShock.
Right, right.
And your number 5.
My number 5 pick was Pokemon Diamond and Pearl. Your number 4 pick, sir.
Super Mario Galaxy.
I forgot. Yeah, mine was What was my number 4 pick?
I don't know.
They don't know?
Or did you write this down?
Well, yeah, I wrote it down. I didn't think I was going to have to open it again.
What was your number four? I'm going to see if I can remember it.
Oh, you better hurry up. Oh, Jesus. Where did I put this? Here they are.
What is it?
I can't remember. Resident Evil 4 Weed Edition. That's right.
Yeah, I knew something obscure.
Forgive me, it was kind of obscure.
All right.
Okay, so number three, you go first.
Number three, I pick Rock Band.
Okay.
It is the quintessential music game experience, and I've played it probably more than I've played any game this year so far, and it's just phenomenal. Like, Guitar Hero is now unplayable to me. It's just so good.
Yeah, true. I haven't played much guitar. Well, I didn't play much Guitar Hero before this came out either.
Right.
I'd gone.
You played a lot of Guitar Hero 2 when it first came out on the PS2.
Yeah.
You didn't touch it when it came out on the 360.
Right.
You played Guitar Hero 3 once.
That's true. I did play Guitar Hero 3 exactly one time.
Yeah. But, I mean,
we still have fun with Rock Band.
Yeah, I mean, you really, it's so hard to match that experience of getting four people in the room, all on the instruments, just having fun with it. It's just such a great experience.
And the downloadable content is nice.
Oh, I mean, the pricing's fair to me. The content has been great so far. It comes out on a timely release. I mean, Guitar Hero 3 is getting its second round of DLC, like, later this month. And again, it's still following the old pricing scheme. It's forced bundles again. It's like they're not even, like, keeping up with the industry.
Right. Well, shall I go now?
Go ahead.
All right. Number three pick for me is Portal.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Wait, I thought we said we were going to do the orange box as one.
We said we could do whatever we want.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, don't worry. I decided to separate things because, I mean, if I put it all together, I guess orange box might have been number one, but if I took them apart and, like, you know, the way you look at them on the PC, they're all separate games. Look at them like that, then separate games. And Portal was, you know, it was short, but it was probably it might have been the most fun I had with any game.
Oh, totally. Just because, I mean, that game came straight out of left field. I mean, yeah. We saw all the cool early videos, and I played their Bacular Drop, and I was like, oh, this will be fun. Like, I was like, oh, it's a nice little bonus to get with Orange Box. I didn't think it was going to be, like, my favorite part of it.
Yeah. I mean, it was just, you know, it was the first first-person puzzle game I ever played.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it really just was fun. It was challenging.
And, I mean, when's the last time you played a game that was that funny?
Yeah, legitimately funny.
Legitimately humorous.
Effortlessly hilarious. I still love listening to the Portal song. This was a triumph, you know, all that good stuff. By the way, you need to get those pictures up of my cake.
Oh, I didn't. That's right. Yeah, well, Dad hasn't gotten them off his camera.
Well, you gotta go do it. Yeah. Okay? All right. But, yeah, Portal was my number three pick. I really like Portal a lot. It is my only Orange Box game on my list. I like the other Orange Box games, but, you know, some of them are older, some of them I didn't play a whole lot of. Mm. You know, I think keeping Portal from number one. It's short. I don't discredit it for that because, you know, it's a nice, fun little
I think any game. Longer it would have been too long.
Yeah,
I think
probably.
It's a perfect one. Because it's a game, it drives us when you talk to people, like, oh, I'm playing Portal. And then you're like, well, how far are you? And they're like, oh, I'm on puzzle, like, 18. You're like, why didn't you just finish it? I think, really, it's a game that's meant to be played in one sitting. Just as if you watch, like, a movie for 3 hours, you can sit and play that game in 3 hours and take it all as a whole. And I think it's a lot better if you do that.
Yeah. I mean, it's short, but still a very complete experience. All right. So, we got our number three picks in.
Excellent.
All right. Our week in gaming.
Yep.
Oh, wait. I got a good stretch going. All right. Why don't you start off?
Okay. So we got, the demo came out this week for Burnout Paradise.
I haven't got a chance to play that yet.
It's fantastic. I am so excited for this game. I've always been a fan of the Burnout series. Like, I'll take that over something like a Gran Turismo or Forza any day. And it's like this game kind of takes that open world driving concept that was created in Test Drive Unlimited. And I kind of think those guys didn't realize just what a good idea they had, and they didn't really implement as well as they could have. But this game just takes it and runs with it. I mean, it's fantastic, and I've only played the 360. I'm going to try the PS3 demo just to try it, but, I mean, it looks gorgeous, runs well.
Is the demo have online support?
It does. I haven't tried it yet.
Oh. Because I read somebody's impressions were like what everybody did when they were playing the game, they just kind of did, like, the sort of urban jousting.
Yeah, you
know?
Could, like, just drive around, screw around with your friends. It's fantastic. And, yeah, it comes out in January, and I am way excited. It's going to be awesome.
Very nice. One thing that we started up again, which is kind of out of nowhere, was Diablo 2.
Yeah, we got the craving. You used some of your birthday gift card money to get another copy. I found
got
mine.
The battle chest. Still $40, by the way. Crazy. But, you know, what, you know, I love Diablo 2. I was thinking about this. It's one of my favorite games of all time that I always forget about when I'm thinking about my favorite games.
Yeah, I mean,
of all
how much time did we sink into that game?
Yeah.
But yeah, that game, we had some fun with it too. We got halfway through Act One.
I made a necromancer, which I never really rolled a necromancer.
I got a barbarian going.
Yeah. Fun game. Still enjoy my Diablo 2.
Oh yes.
It's probably my favorite Blizzard game, I'll say. It's weird to see how much of kind of World of Warcraft is in Diablo 2.
Yeah.
What else have you been playing?
Played some more Uncharted. We've talked about that.
Yeah, I played more Uncharted. I got it to like a vehicle section that was pretty neat. I mean, you know, usually there's always a token vehicle part.
Right.
But it was cool. It was a lot of fun. It was scripted very well.
Yeah. And speaking of scripting, I've started playing Call of Duty 4 on the PC.
Oh, that's right.
Which, I mean, I heard how good that game is. It's good.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, if you don't like that very linear, heavily scripted game, you may not like it. But, I mean, I think, like, if you do it well, it works, and this game does it well. Like, not to give away too much, but, like, the first level. You're a British assault team. You're doing a covert op on this Russian tanker that's carrying a nuke. So you land on this tanker. You're just systematically going through it with your team, taking out guys. And then the enemy sends in two MiGs to just bomb the tanker while you're on it. So then the end of the level, you have to run off this tanker as it's sinking. Water's pouring in everywhere, and the thing is, you know, it's tipping to its side. So
right.
You're frantically running through this thing. Your squad's all yelling stuff for you to hurry up. You're trying to find where your helicopter is once you get up on the deck. And, like, literally, the boat's sinking, and you have to, like, take a diving jump for the helicopter. You see your guy grab onto the edge, starts to fall. He's frantically trying to grab his pole, and your captain, like, turns around and, like, grabs you at the very last second. I mean, my heart was racing. And then after that is when, it like, the screen goes to black, and it's like, you know, Activision
titles.
Presents
right.
Call of Duty 4. I was like, wow.
I'm going to play that once we get a hold of the 360.
Yeah. I got this because a friend of mine bought it for himself and didn't realize the new computer his family bought has an integrated graphics card in it, so it can't run it very well. Hmm. So he just brought it over here and just said on the stipulation he can play whenever he wants. And I was like, I don't care.
There you go. Played more Mario Galaxy, just getting some stars. I'm doing some of that end level, some of the, like, those last galaxies you get.
Mm-hmm.
There's some fun stars. And I didn't really have very much to offer there, did I?
Right. We've all been playing it. It's fantastic.
I mean, I've been playing a lot of the same games lately. There's been so much good stuff.
One thing I busted out this week was I started playing the old Sam & Max Hit the Road on my Palm Trio that I just got.
Because you, on your cell phone, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
Is it insult you if I call it a cell phone?
I don't care. Technically, it's a smartphone. But,
what did you call it?
Huh?
A smartphone?
That's what they're called.
God, you're so freaking smart.
Yes. But, I mean, that game still, I love that game. It's so funny. Timeless classic.
I don't think there's anything significant I'm forgetting about. Except for one more thing.
Of course. Oh, one last thing. I did play on the 360 the demo for Frontline Field of War, which I bet you've never even heard of. This is a game made by the guys who made the famous Desert Combat mod for Battlefield and Battlefield 2. And it kind of takes the Battlefield gameplay mechanic, but puts it into a workable single-player campaign. It's set in kind of, I think, the year 2024, when, like, the world's run out of oil, and there's, like, this big war going on for all the remaining oil fields. And I was very impressed with how cool this game was. It was really, really fun. Hmm. And, I mean, like I said, it's the classic. You're kind of moving around, capturing objective points. You could jump in any vehicle that's around. If you die, you just respawn in as another one of the soldiers on the battlefield and everything. But it's just, it's really cool. It's very well done. So, definitely check that demo out.
You done now?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, time for Mike's Adventures in Final Fantasy.
They were adventurous this week, weren't they?
I was, because this week I beat Final Fantasy IX.
Ta-ta!
Yeah. All right. So that's 9 down, 1 more to go.
Yep.
So, beat Final Fantasy IX. It was one of the more satisfying endings. I won't say why or anything.
Right.
A little sad. But, it was a good ending. And, it's kind of weird about Final Fantasy IX, because at this point, the active time battle system that's been there since 4 is feeling a little tiresome.
Well, I've got good news for you.
Yeah, I know, 10.
10's completely different.
Yeah. But that's probably not his biggest problem, is that, like, you know, the formula is getting a bit tiresome at this point.
That's the thing that kind of, I think, killed that game when it first came out, is it was kind of Final Fantasy by the book, which I think in retrospect kind of helps it, because now it helps it feel more like a classic Final Fantasy.
Right. Oh, yeah, now it does.
Now,
yeah,
like, it helped, it was better for its long-term, like, fame than its initial release.
And it's one of the few Final Fantasies of, like, recent times where, like, your characters have set classes. Mm-hmm. You don't get to mold them into whatever you want them to
right.
be. Like, you can in 7, 8, 12. I think 10 to a certain extent.
Yeah, 10 you can do stuff too.
Well, 10 you can do stuff, but I know like a character is a black mage.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
And character is a blue mage, stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, I did like, I mean, more than anything, I love kind of the art of 9. It's a very whimsical thing. It
goes back to those kind of like the form looking characters of the 16-bit era.
Right. It's nice. Everything looks gorgeous. The CG still looks great. The music was still good. There's a lot about 9 I liked. Basically, ever since 5, like 5 through 9 so far, they've all been very solid games, Final Fantasy-wise. And I'm hoping 10, seems like 10 has a lot of fans.
10 is good. As someone who's played all the way up to the final boss but hasn't beaten it, it's a very good game.
I look forward to playing it. I'm going to start that after we go eat, whenever that is. But yeah, I've talked about 9. It took me a while to beat 9. Because of finals and everything.
Hey, look
but
who's just coming to the studio, quote unquote. It's Chris Minotti.
Chris, our younger brother is sweating like a pig because he beat Run to the Hills on Rock Band on Expert on drums. He's only got what? He's drinking bottled water like he might pass out. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, I just want to come down.
Okay. No one can't even hear you. We'll see you later, Chris. He's getting an achievement, folks. There's your good achievement, whore of a brother, Chris. Well, I was done anyways. I guess we're ready for the next one.
Right, nice transition. Downloadable games. Here they go. On the Wii. First and foremost, I'm pretty excited. I'll get it after Christmas, probably. Pokemon Snap, the much-beloved Nintendo 64 game.
You know, their games came out today.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saving them for next week.
That's so stupid.
Just trust me.
I thought
just
we talked about this.
Let me go, please.
We talked about this.
You won last time, let me win this
time. How did this happen again? No, it makes no sense. Why were people going to listen to this, most likely on Tuesday, going to care about the games that came out 8 days ago?
Fine, I'll go find them.
I want you to explain it to me.
Because we come out on Monday, but we record on Sunday, so we're a day late today because we went to WWE Armageddon yesterday.
I know, but still, on 4-on-1... Where the show usually goes up, it goes up on Tuesdays. Because you don't get edited in time.
Because I work now.
I know, and so that's fine. I'm just saying it usually goes up on Tuesdays.
Okay, fine. After we finish this, I'll go pull up the other list. Anyway, Pokemon Snap, which includes the ability to take your screen grabs from the game and put them on the Wii message board to send to people. What are you doing?
I'm playing Flint.
Oh. Anyway.
What?
I know you're making like weird finger motions. Oh, I know what you're doing.
Do you want me to act like I'm more interested in Pokemon Snap, a game I played 10 years ago?
I was going to say, though, remember how we cleverly named our character Cam? It stood for Chris, AJ, Mike, because you only have one save file.
Oh, yeah. I thought his name was Cam, but I guess I'm
wrong. I don't know. I think that was us.
I think that guy became a character in the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He replaced Brock for a little bit.
Yeah.
And they brought Brock back because everyone missed him. Then
Brock
they replaced
awesome.
Misty. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I stopped watching that a long time ago. Anyway, Ghosts and Goblins for the NES. I'd say just get the SNES one.
Yeah, it's much better.
Baseball Stars 2 on the Neo Geo.
Man, I always have no interest in these Neo Geo games.
Yeah. You'll find everything you'd expect in a classic game of baseball with an arcade feel and intense action.
Intense.
I want to know who writes this press release every week for the VC games. Anyway, that's probably not worth getting. Right. Xbox Live Arcade, something called Arcadian Warriors that I know nothing about. And Grip Shift, which was a racing game that first came out on the PSP, then on the PSN, and now it's on XBLA. It's more platforming than racing. I played on the PS3.
I saw you play it.
It's all right. PlayStation Network saw nothing. GameTap saw something called Brigade E5. I think it's some kind of Mercenary in South America shooter game. I say just wait for Mercenaries 2. Texas Hold'em on the PC. Take a guess. Seal of Evil. Some kind of Diablo-type game set in, like, a China-era thing. Like, feudal China.
Okay. I'll save you. You don't have to talk about the virtual console games. If
okay.
You really don't
we'll
want
wait.
To. They were three stupid sci-fi.
Yeah, it's not like it was anything good this week anyway.
Okay. Are you done?
That's the downloads.
All right, real games. I got them. Okay, December 18th. Rock Band for the PS2 finally. Gimped version apparently.
Yeah, hardcore.
Doesn't have online play. It doesn't have the world tour mode.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of like a pillar of the game.
You're not gonna get a lot of the downloadable content. I don't know.
No downloadable content.
And sadly enough, this will be the best selling version of the game.
Yeah.
Knights Journey of Dreams for the Wii, December 18th.
I'm interested.
I'm interested. I'm still worried because it's Sega.
Yeah.
They, been messing things up.
This is lately. This is the same team that made Shadow the Hedgehog.
But it's Knights. Come on.
Let us hope. So speaking of, we should mention the Japan only remake of Knights for the PS2 is going to include Christmas Nights as well.
I'm
right before they announced this, literally right before, that's when we dug out the Saturn, like played Knights. Yeah. We're like, how cool are we? And now it's like these games like aren't as special anymore.
Sure they are. We have the originals, and they're not even coming out in America. We're super special.
Yes.
MX versus ATV Untamed.
What did you say in your column this week?
I said, oh god, they're not even taming them anymore. 360, PS3, PS2, PSP, and DS.
Sure, that'd be a great game.
Yeah, I'm sure. I wonder who's going to win. I got my money on ATV on myself. I don't know. Warhammer 40,000 Squad Command for the DS. Turn-based battles.
Yeah, is that on the PSP as well?
Nah,
I think I downloaded a demo for the PSP version, but I never put it on my PSP memory stick to try.
Maybe the PSP version came out earlier. It's coming out later.
Okay.
Hell.
Neo Geo Battle Coliseum for the PS2. Tag team battle style fighting game. Oh. I didn't know about this Neo Geo fighting game. Have you heard about
What's
this?
What's it called?
Neo Geo Battle Coliseum.
Is it like the King of Fighters dudes in it? Or?
It's tag battle style, you know? Like Marvel's
Capcom. Yeah, but like who's the characters?
Oh, yeah, it's like characters from various Neo Geo games.
So it's like Neo Geo versus Capcom without the Capcom.
Guess so, but I never heard of this. Dai Senraki 7 Exceed PS2 December 17th. I swear
what
to God,
is
this
that?
Was last week.
I don't. What is it?
Lead an elite military force compromised of modern war technology against a fierce computer AI. We made fun of this last time.
Oh yeah.
The fierce computer AI. Whatever. Carrier Strike Force for the PC December 17th. It has the worst box art I have ever seen.
Really? Even worse than that game with the guy riding the motorcycle out of his mouth, riding a motorcycle
like,
out of his
it's
mouth?
It's just like someone took a snapshot of a battle carrier and like with like aerial bold font in yellow, it says Strike Force on it.
Ah.
Sensible World of Soccer, Xbox 360. That's a downloadable game. Threw it in here, sorry. Didn't mean to go over your territory.
No, that's fine.
Atari Classics Evolved, PSP, December 18th. They keep repackaging old Atari games.
Really?
I don't find Atari games very fun.
No, you can get them for free anywhere.
You know, never part of my childhood. Legends of Norrath, Forsworn, PC. It's an expansion for Legends of Norrath, Oathbound, which is the EverQuest online trading card game. Draft Day Sports, College Basketball, PC, December 18th. I guess it's fantasy basketball. Luxor, Pharaoh's Challenge, DS and PSP, Egyptian-themed puzzle game.
It's a PopCap game. It's like Zuma.
No. Indianapolis, 500 Legends, DS, December 19th. Then some game called the Cybernator for Wii and Alien Storm for the Wii. Both have no descriptions or box art, but apparently it came out today.
All right.
Well, the biggest release is clearly Knights.
Yep.
Unless, you care about this version of Rock Band. Yeah, all right, you ready for the 411 on 411?
Yep.
Well, let's go through our top 10 first, because it was pretty exciting. So, 10th hour, top 10 best consoles ever by Derek Robbins. Are you ready?
All right.
You ready for the controversy?
Don't disappoint me, Derek.
Number 10, Xbox 360. You look upset.
So low?
You look upset.
Well, let's see. Okay.
No, wait now. Wait a second. You look upset. People were furious at him for putting it on the list at all in the comments.
But
because it's so early.
What's
they
wrong
were
with
furious
it?
Furious at him.
It's great.
They were not happy.
You
I agree. It should be on the list.
My dear
what?
Readers from 411, you guys are wrong.
Hey, it's nice. They were mad. Number 9, Game Boy Color.
Eh.
He has a lot of Game Boy. He goes through like a lot of different Game Boy iterations. It's one thing I don't
right.
But number 8, Sega Dreamcast.
Okay.
Good.
See, I don't think the Dreamcast is necessarily better than the 360.
No, I wouldn't say it is either right now. But all I'm saying is for putting the... He took enough flack for putting the 360 on the list.
Oh,
at all.
God, if it beat the Dreamcast?
Yeah. 7 NES. I agree.
Okay.
6, the Game Boy Advance. See, if you put the Game Boy Advance, I don't know why I have to put the original Game Boy, really. I don't
know. I mean, because that's like a catch-all for all of it.
I don't know, but I can see where it's going. Number 5, Sega Genesis.
He put that higher than the SNES.
No, I said NES. I haven't said the SNES yet.
Oh, I thought you said Super NES.
No, number 7 was the NES.
Oh.
Please, AJ.
Okay, so, yeah, that's why I was like, wow.
The SNES was this low, I'd be mad. 5, Sega Genesis. Pretty good place for it, if not too high, to be honest.
That's good.
Number 4, Nintendo DS.
Okay.
Nintendo DS is a very good system so far. Yeah. Still going strong. 3, PlayStation 1.
Okay.
I don't know. Back in the day, I didn't like the PS1 as much. Now that I'm playing a lot of older PS1 games, I like
it
more.
You're just playing Final Fantasy games.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the PS1 has a place on top 10 list. I wouldn't put it as high.
Right.
Number 2, Super Nintendo.
Uh-huh. And let me guess.
Super Nintendo, it's got to be either one or two on your list.
So it's number 1, PS2?
Yeah. And I think... Wait a second. What?
I think I put Super NES before PS2. That's all. That's it.
Well, I was about to say, 1 and 2 are going to always have to be a Super Nintendo and PS2.
Yeah.
Whatever order you want. You looked, like, mad. That, like...
Oh, no.
I might put Super Nintendo for... I don't know. PS... I mean, think about all the amazing games you can think of for the PS2. You know?
Now, is this the same one that the people were complaining that it wasn't the PS3 instead of PS2 you're telling me about?
Yeah.
Now, if you honestly think the PS3 is the second best... Or the best system ever, you've got another thing coming.
Well, let's not worry about them. They got enough to worry
about.
Yeah,
seriously.
No GameCube, no Xbox One on this list.
I can understand both of those.
I guess I would put GameCube just because personally had a lot of games I liked.
Yeah, but
like,
I mean, let's face it, the GameCube was a Nintendo player.
Yeah, but I love Nintendo games.
Yeah, but that's like you're just getting a game every 3 months.
I know.
They're good games, but that's all you're getting.
I think this is a good list. One of my favorite ones, Derek. Good work. I'm sorry everyone got mad at you. But I did get called a Microsoft Giz Guzzler, so.
Jizz.
He said Giz. I think it's Jizz.
Jizz.
Well, it was his typo, not mine.
Okay.
So. Got the Select and Start News, which is a news report by Vincent Chiu-Chi-Chi.
You still haven't told us how to say your name, man.
Yeah, it's a hard one. We have a Dragon Ball Z Wii review, for, you know, Budokai Tenkaichi 3.
I remember you got the second one, like, you put in the Wii and, like, Goku, like, shouts the title at you. I was like, yeah.
This one got a 3, so apparently the series is still pretty good.
That game was fun. I thought it actually made pretty good use of the Wiimote gestures.
It is. The game plan by James McGee is talking about the Microsoft Bungie split. It's called the series is called No Big Deal Part 1. So.
That's a very apt title.
Right. Angry Gaming, Damien Sarkuni. I think it's Sarkuni.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Damien. Early Christmas Presents. I'm not really sure what this is about. It's just called Early Christmas Presents. He's just talking about music tracks? No. He's talking about music, I guess.
We should read this stuff.
What?
We should read this stuff.
I read it sometimes. I haven't gone to this one yet. These are early Christmas presents.
Oh, fun.
No, yeah, he's talking about video game songs.
Oh, okay.
He's called his column is called Angry Gaming. Let's see if he gets mad at me. How dare you fumble my column. And that's what's going on around 411, really.
Wonderful.
Yes, isn't it wonderful? I guess, is that it for the call?
That's it. So, this week you'll be traveling to one of those gamer meccas, the Nintendo World Store.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to New York, so. And I was at Armageddon.
Yeah, we were at WWE Armageddon Sunday night.
Yes, fun times. You were there, too.
I was.
And you're not really a wrestling fan, but you went.
I go to have fun.
You go to have fun. Did you have fun?
I had fun.
Okay, that's good. I enjoyed myself. But, yeah, I'll be going to New York. In the Nintendo world, which is always a fun time. Oh, he's such a Nintendo fan.
Yeah.
Let's go to Nintendo world.
Well, the Sony store is in San Francisco. I don't think there is a any kind of Microsoft or Xbox store.
Microsoft Jizz Guzzler. I kind of have to give him credit for that.
Yeah, it's creative. It kind of puts a bad mental image in my head.
I've been called so many different kinds of fanboys in my life.
Yeah.
I think the only one that was ever true was a Sega fanboy back in the day.
True.
Not anymore. No, not anymore. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. You know, please continue to read 411. Check us out. Check out Larry's podcast. You know, Larry and the Wife. I think it's his name. Talks about the wrestling. There's an MMA podcast too now. I think, I don't know if it's a regular thing or not, but I saw that there was one up.
For what?
For MMA. You probably don't even know. Mixed martial arts.
Oh, cool.
Like that UFC kind of
thing.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, you're out of the
room. Yeah.
But it looks like we're getting a real bona fide 411 podcast network.
Yeah, we might have to cut some commercials.
Yes, very nice. We were planning to do that, so it's funny you should say that.
Oh, right. We were. I forgot.
What, you forgot?
I did.
I forget. We've been talking about
Yeah, I know.
And planning our commercial.
Anywho, check us out on our own website, explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. You could get the show apparently a day early there.
Yeah. And, want to email me, it's tolkoto@gmail.com. Want to email him, that being Adjguy, it's adjguy711@gmail.com. So that's it, everybody. Only 8 more days left till Christmas.
Woo!
So have fun, happy holidays, and bye.